Now, a thief. A master would never take from someone what is not theirs. Why would they ever need to do that? No one in the world has anything that a master wants that they couldn't create themselves. Remember the story about the student who sits outside the gates of the great city and he's looking at everyone who comes in and out to see if he's missed anything? And he sits there and sits there and sits there and checks all of those fabulous caravans, all those flotillas coming in, and all those exotic people and all those wonderful smells, and sits there like a beggar, and every once in a while they give him a few alms. He's really watching to see if he's missed anything. Finally, it occurs to him after many years, he hasn't missed anything. When he realized that, he didn't have a past. He left this plane in the middle of a poppy field. Left this plane. No footpits. They stopped. He went. Now, when you steal something from someone, you are being dishonest. A thief is really one who will not bend their back or their mind for their own manifestation, and really are predators that prey upon others. And they get it through different ways. They take what they have not created. That's a thief. They're emotionally wounded because they are lazy. Taking is the way that they create, not creating. Master doesn't have to take anything and wouldn't take anything because there's nothing that you have that they cannot manifest. Because you see, they've already learned the magical secret that consciousness and energy creates reality. And it is better to create it on their own than to take it from another. That's the challenge in life. You see, that's the difference between living as a personality and living to feed the cherub to become an archangel. We make our Holy Spirit strong by providing challenges and lacks that it may be bountiful and triumphant in. I would rather you have nothing, starve before you took even a sweet cake from someone else that wasn't yours. Because I would rather see you pit a challenge to your Holy Spirit. See, we're here not to take handouts. We're here to make it happen. That is why you're in the school. Now, Master doesn't take anything and would never until it can manifest it itself. That is what makes us powerful. That is what makes us powerful. It's sort of like going out in the field and lifting your blinders and looking at two or three cards just for the sake of finding your card. You've missed the purpose of the training. The training is to bring about and grow the Holy Spirit and let it define the personality that you can do anything. You walk off that field, you can heal the sick and raise the dead. But it's not going to work if you only go out in the field and peek and cheat, which some of you do regularly. You've missed the point of the training. And the same is in life. You don't take anything from anyone that doesn't belong to you. And the challenge is not what you can receive, but what you can create. That's the challenge. That's when you may have to pull in your belt, but I would never feel sorry for one who takes a stand on their own life. I never feel sorry for someone who lost everything, who's having to cinch in their belt buckle and it says, "Beyond hungry over here." I would never feel sorry for them. Why would you? Because I know they're making a stand. They're taking a stand against their body and their emotions and their needs and putting it right into the Holy Spirit, and they're going to make this happen, and that's the most important thing to them. Getting it through other sources is not the answer. It's making God make it. Now that is my kind of master. That's my kind of master. Can take it right to the edge and jump off with it. That is a personality that'll become God. You steal, you're no master. You're dishonest, you're no master. You are emotionally tied in to the thrill of what it gives you. You are addicted to redemption.